Hello, my name is Michelle Sepulveda and my partner Melody Matamoros, and in today's episode we're going to talk about animal adoptions.
Okay, so what an animal adoption is, it's an animal shelter, also known as a pound, and it's a facility that houses a feral, missing, abused, or surrendered animals, often, you know, dogs and cats. And the term pound comes from the rural communities. Animal pounds, so where stray animals would be penned or impounded because before their owners claims them, and you know, most of the time every animal center has the pet there for, you know, a certain amount of time until their owners are able to claim them and pick them up. And so an animal adoption would be, you know, a person individually entering an animal shelter and adopting a dog from there, or a cat, or you know, anything that they have wanted.
So recently Palm Valley had their kind of like adoption day recently this week, where over 1,000 dogs were in the shelter, so they were out of room and they were expecting people to go and adopt dogs before they were put into sleep. And what shocked me the most is that right around the corner, you know, I see huskies that's abandoned there. And I feel like, why can't people just call the animal shelter if they don't want it instead of throwing them away? So I live like in a place that there's a lot of stray dogs, you know, street dogs. And I feel like, why can't they just call the animal shelter? What's so hard of calling the animal shelter? They're not going to charge you for putting them in, but they just don't want to. I have a question, is just why don't they just get the phone and call the animal shelter? What's hard is about that?
Right. And you know what, I totally agree, because you know, an adoption allows people to save a pet's life, you know, so sending it to an animal shelter would definitely help their lives live longer. And if more people adopted pets instead of purchasing them, the number of animals that would be killed would be drastically decreasing. So adopting a caring animal into your family saves them from anesthesia, which is like they have, I think, 48 to 72 hours before they get put to sleep. And you know, for another animal in desperate need, you know, this can really be a good thing.
And a good thing about adoption is it's much cheaper than buying a dog. You know, when you get an adoption, you is depending the weight and the age of the dog or cat that you're adopting, and they have a lot of positive things about it because they get their, how do you say that, like when they get like they can have babies, they get I don't know how you call it, say it, but yeah, they get that, they get all the vaccines. So that's for probably the most, you have to pay $75 per dog, and that's if you get a huge, huge dog. I mean, it's pretty cheap for me because my sister bought a very expensive dog, which is very clear, you know, because we really do take care of them a lot. But I feel like if you adopt a dog, you're doing a better to the community because you're helping a puppy, you know?
Yes, and you know, I agree, because my mother wanted a cat for Christmas, and with that being said, we adopted a ragdoll cat from these elders, and they were trying to get rid of them. So you know, that was a good thing we did. You know, we helped a cat's life, you know, live better and happier. And you know, like every year in the United States, more than like 2.7 million pets are euthanized in animal shelters. So accounting for about 36% of the pets are entering shelters. When it comes to caring for and rehoming unwanted pets, animal shelters face many challenges. So, you know, putting them to sleep is the most daunting obstacle to overcome, because they're usually put to sleep within a few days or less. And these laws stipulate how long an animal, usually a dog or a cat, must be housed at a pound or public animal shelter before being sold, adopted, or you know, picked up. And the holding period is usually 5 to 7 days. That's like the max that they can hold that pet for you. And in certain cases, however, it can be as little as 48 to 72 hours before they, you know, have to be put to bed. Put to rest. Correction.
So my sister's partner, co-worker, was gonna adopt, my sister was gonna help this co-worker adopt a little puppy, you know, because this little puppy annoyed him because he was my cousin's puppy, but because he bit his little child, she put him, like, she told the animal shelter to come pick him up. And then what happened was that we were gonna try to kind of like adopt him, but the problem was that he had a worm disease. He has heartworms in his heart, and it happened to be that it can be kind of like, you can pass it down to people too. So that's when we decided not to adopt him, because the treatment was very expensive. And the guy was already old, so if we were to adopt him, he would adopt him. And the heartworm, he would get bitten by a mosquito. It could be passed down to him, and he could also die of it. So that was one of the causes that we didn't adopt a dog. But a lot of those little animals that are in the animal shelters do have a lot of, how you call that, like, different disease that causes the people to not adopt them. But I feel like the reason that we didn't do it was for the right cause, because I feel like if you're going to adopt a little puppy and you're going to give it to someone else, I feel it should be, like, the right decision. And the little puppy was not the right decision because he was sick. And if we're going to give to someone an animal who's going to be sick, or a puppy who's going to be sick, it's just not going to be really the great thing, because, of course, there's a lot of wrong or negative outcomes with adopting this little puppy that we met.
Yeah, you know, most pets in the facility definitely need caring, support, you know, they need a family. And, you know, I would suggest that anybody wanting a pet should just look into housing a pet at an animal shelter rather than raising or spending money on it. You know, because that's something we did, and you know, it feels really, really good. It definitely made us feel like good people. So that's just something, like a suggestion for anybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
I actually had adopted a dog. He already died. He already passed away, right? He lived with us 10 years. But it was a gift from the animal shelter after a little puppy died. The animal shelter brought us a new puppy. It was free. And it was like a huge thing. It was like a really lovely puppy who died. You know, who died recently. Not recently, like 4 or 5 years. And I actually do think the same thing as you. I think that if you adopt a puppy or you adopt a little kitty, it feels much more better than buying one, because it's not that expensive, and it's, you're helping your own community, and you're helping the little puppy for it to not be put to sleep. And I feel like it's such a great idea to do it.
And yeah, that concludes what we need to discuss about animal adoption, and you know how doing this will definitely save any animal. Okay, well, thank you so much for having me.
Yes.